Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We figure the weekend is a good time for that. Time to lean back a little, slow down, meet somebody interesting, hear what people are saying. Of course, when we're not on the radio, you can catch up with us on Facebook. Just search Indiana Weekend. And we'd love to hear your thoughts about the show, your comments, thoughts about whom we might talk with, or where you would like to hear our microphones. Our email address is, conveniently enough, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. A Ball State University graduate and three-time women's boxing champion is part of a group helping people with Parkinson's disease. This is the degenerative neurological condition afflicting people we know like Muhammad Ali and Michael J. Fox. The cause is unknown and treatments have varying levels of success. But since 2006, an Indianapolis group called Rock Steady Boxing has provided non-contact boxing training to improve the quality of life for those with Parkinson's. At a typical morning workout, Christy Rose Fulmer, a 2003 graduate of Ball State University, is urging her athletes on. Mostly older men, they gather on a padded exercise area next to an actual boxing ring. Several swing baseball bats at large tires, developing coordination and muscle control. Fulmer, who earned titles such as Indiana Golden Gloves women's champ and went on to win three national titles, is loving but tough.
Working on an industrial circuit, so we're using baseball bats. Denny's going to be using a 6-foot PVC pipe to rotate his body and try to break through a heavy bag. So it's almost like a baseball bat swing. We're using the transverse movement.
Hi, Denny. How are you? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
You like this?
Yes, it's good for me. Damn good for me.
You can feel the difference since you've been doing this?
Yes.
Are these people pretty good?
Hell of a group. Hell of a group.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Daddy, come on over here. Get set. Watch you in boxing position with those feet for balance. Turn around and face the bag. And step back. Step back a little bit. Here we go. Step back and hold on to it way down here. Close your grip. All right. And turn your body. Turn it all the way back. Break through the bag. Go! Yeah!
Good job.
There you go, Danny. Good job. Break it. We don't care. We'll buy new stuff. Go!
You're not going to get arrested.
Break it. Come on. We want you to break it. We just got finished doing an industrial circuit where we use oversized tractor tires, baseball bats, PVC pipes, and some homemade equipment to make some noise and really get the energy flowing. Now we're going to glove up and pummel the bags.
You're a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking some of the things from your workout?
Absolutely. Boxers train to condition optimal balance, optimal speed, hand-eye coordination, agility, focus, muscular endurance, cardio endurance. They have to put all these things together in their training regimen to be a good fighter. Because otherwise they're going to get hurt in the ring. So, and if you think about all of those elements, those are the same elements that apply to Parkinson's disease. Those are the things that people with Parkinson's disease deal with. They have bad balance. Their muscles start to give in on them. Their hand-eye coordination starts to go. Their focus factors start to slip. So we train these guys like they're getting ready for a fight. And all of those elements tend to come together and helps pull them out of their symptoms. And it's also a lot of fun. Good stress reliever for them.
This is going to be really satisfying to work with these. I mean, what do you think about working with these folks? You get some, I mean, this isn't just a job for you.
No, I've trained with a lot of different fighters, getting ready for championship fights, and I've never trained with people that have the tenacity that these people have. They're not training for a world championship that's going to be over and done with someday. They're training for the rest of their lives, and it's really inspiring to be around them. And it's important to us to take them out of the Parkinson's element. You know, we are working on things that have to do with Parkinson's disease. We're working on their balance. We're working on their stamina. But we don't talk about it as much. We're training them like fighters so that they're taken out of the disease for a while and just having some fun, venting some stress. And we think that's a really important part of this program. It's a gym. It's not a clinical setting. It's a place they can come, be themselves, and have some fun.
What's the reaction from them that you see?
their faces light up. There's just a complete flip in their state of happiness. You know, before they may not have had anybody else with Parkinson's to talk to about what's going on with them. Their friends and family start to disappear a little bit. They become a little bit isolated with their disease. And when they come here, they can be with other people that are like them, that understand what they're going through. And the smiles come back. You start to see that twinkle in their eye again. And that's the most gratifying thing for us as trainers, is to bring back their personalities and just have fun with them.
Were you a boxer at Ball State?
I was. Actually, my background is in video production and marketing. I was a telecommunications grad at Ball State and started boxing at the Muncie Pow Club to get scholarship money to help me through school. I won the Golden Gloves 2 years and got some scholarship money to help me through school. And coincidentally, I'm able to use my degree from Ball State to help make promotional videos for Rocksteady. So if you go to our YouTube page, go to our website, all of those videos I was able to make with my Ball State education. So it's really been phenomenal for me to take both of my passions through boxing and creating stories on through video and be able to show the world what we're doing.
I'm going to guess that there's a component to boxing and to what you're doing with these folks that goes beyond mechanical skills. Is there something in your attitude that you have to have?
There's definitely a little bit of an attitude. I think there's a certain type of person that wants to do what we're doing. This is not a clinical physical therapy type setting. These people know, we tell them up front, that Rocksteady's a little bit edgy. We're a little bit rough. We like to be loud. We like to be crazy. And that doesn't attract everybody, but for the people who are here, it's perfect. And it's a time they can come in and just party and let down everything that they've been stressed out about all week and just immerse themselves in some craziness.
How did you get started in this?
I was working for a video production company here in town and still very much involved in my boxing career. And I got a call from Scott Newman, who was a former Marion County prosecutor. His best friend was a Golden Gloves champ, and the two of them had been training together. And it snapped Scott out of his symptoms, and they had the bold idea to start a nonprofit to see if this would help other people. And they needed somebody to do it, to train the people. And they called me. I was very honored. They called me to help them found this program. And we weren't sure if it was even going to work. We started with 6 people on day one, and today we've seen a little over 300 people in total, and we have an average of about 150 people that we see each month. So it's been wildly successful, and we're hoping. We've been getting calls from all over the world, from people who just assume there's a Rocksteady franchise in their town and want to know how they can get their hands on it. And until today, we haven't been able to reach anybody outside of Indianapolis. So we're extremely proud to be in a position now where we can hopefully spread this thing throughout the country and get some people moving and fighting back.
You look very fit. Are you still boxing?
Just what I do in the gym. I'm not actively competing anymore. I have a 6-year-old daughter, and I do this full-time. And this is my boxing passion now. Boxing is not a vicious sport to me anymore. It's very much a loving, therapeutic part of my life. And I don't think that I'll ever step back in the ring again. But it's a fight every day for these people. And I'm honored to be a coach and to use the experiences that I had to help these people. And it's more gratifying than anything I've ever done in my life.
Christy Rose Fulmer, a Ball State University grad and 3-time national boxing champion, on her work with Rocksteady Boxing, the program that helps folks with Parkinson's disease. Rocksteady, baby.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
It's a storefront boxing gym in a nondescript shopping center. From the outside, not much to see. But walk into Rocksteady Boxing and watch the miracles happening. Parkinson's disease can be a cruel retreat of the body's ability to function properly. A progressive nervous disorder associated with folks like Muhammad Ali and Michael J. Fox. At Rocksteady Boxing, however, Parkinson's patients get a chance to fight back. Now with boxing gloves and rigorous training that gives them new confidence and hope.
I love Rocksteady. I love what it does for our people. This place humbles me. It gives me hope. It gives a lot of people hope. It's a magical place, truly. I got involved because my husband has Parkinson's. He was diagnosed 13 years ago. And he talked to Scott Newman, and Scott Newman said, come and box with me. There were six people in Rocksteady at that time. So he was one of the very first participants. At the point he joined, he was completely depressed. He was overweight, and he pretty much let Parkinson's take his body over with no resistance. So I was skeptical that boxing was going to help him. And he started coming home, and he was changing. He was coming back to who he used to be before the Parkinson's diagnosis. And I watched a transformation, and I watched my husband come back. And it was because of Rocksteady.
How does it work?
It's forced, intense exercise. Forced, I don't say forced, in a way that's uncomfortable.
You're not forcing them. Yeah.
We're encouraging them to go beyond what their perceived limits are, the limits they may have put upon themselves, and we're reminding them of what they still can do, which is a lot.
How does Parkinson's, how does somebody know when it has arrived in your life?
He had lived with some very subtle symptoms for a couple of years, and he said, something is wrong. I don't know what it is. Something is wrong. My left shoulder hurts. It's stiff. We went to neurologists. We went to orthopedic doctors. And finally, 2 years later, they told him he had Parkinson's. And we started noticing a tremor in his left hand. And at the moment we noticed the tremor, we knew that it had arrived in our lives. And we started to retreat because it's a very isolating disease that causes a lot of self-consciousness. People stare, they don't understand what the tremor is all about. And we retreated at that point into our home for 6 years in the isolation of our own little life.
Oh, that's got to be very tough.
I think it's tough for a lot of people with Parkinson's. We didn't really know there were resources, and at the time there were not a lot of resources for young onset Parkinson's, who are people under 50, which is probably 8% of the people diagnosed are young onset. And people with young onset Parkinson's have a particular struggle ahead because they've got to manage the disease over the course of the rest of their lives. So we tried to find support groups, but the only support groups we could find were older people, and oftentimes they were using walkers, wheelchairs, and the support groups, in all honesty, weren't very uplifting or encouraging. So we felt we didn't have any resources. At the time, we didn't.
And then this came along, and this is so different from...
Through
from
Scott that. Newman, yeah.
And how's your husband today?
He's amazing. 6'5", he's about 190 pounds, and he's a rock star here. He works out 4 days a week. He can never get away from his trainer.
Are you his trainer?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm his trainer, along with Christy. Yeah. So he's...
You didn't bargain for this on the day that you got married. This is not, I mean, when they talk about in sickness and in health.
Well, honestly, I'm a witness to it. It's, you know, I witness his struggle. I witness the struggle of all of these people, and I'm humbled by it. I'm inspired by it.
And so he's happier now.
He's found a purpose. He volunteers for other people now. He is on permanent disability, which was a scary, scary thing for a man of 42 to walk away from his career and into the unknown and know that his job was going to be Parkinson's disease for the rest of his life. So it was a tough transition, but once he stepped away from his profession and the stress of having to perform a job every day was lifted, he says he's never been happier because he's living the life that he was supposed to live, which is visiting people in the hospital, people less fortunate than he is. He's an inspiration, truly. He's an inspiration. And he's a poster child for Rocksteady. You can see him on the videos. He's beautiful. 6'5", handsome.
You get something out of working with the folks here.
The most important role that I serve here is in taking in new people that have have thought for a long time that they had no resources like we did when we were diagnosed. I love the moment where they walk into Rocksteady and they look around and they realize that they have a place to come for hope and laughter and silliness and to just reclaim their lives, or even maybe in a strange way a better life.
What kind of changes do you see in people as they participate?
I'm going to use one of our more recent participants. Well, he joined about 8 months ago, Bill Smith. Oh, his name isn't Bill Smith. But he came
Let's
in.
Let's call him Bill Smith.
Let's call him Bill Smith. And he walked in, and I had an appointment to assess him on a first day. And a first day is usually a day of reckoning. They have decided they're going to face their disease when they walk in. They can't be in denial anymore. And for some reason, they gathered the courage to walk into this place and start fighting for their life. So I always greet them and thank them for their courage. Just stepping in here is huge. Facing your disease, wanting to do something about it. So Bill Smith walked in, and he was probably 120 pounds overweight, very depressed. We sat and we cried and we talked about his journey with the disease, and I told him about my journey. And I said, I want you to come back. Your wife needs you, your family needs you. And he's lost 60 pounds and he's becoming an athlete. He's a chef. He's an amazing man. He is becoming a spokesperson for Rocksteady now. And he's back. So he's reclaiming his life, his self-confidence. So that's what I do. That's the most important thing I can do, is tell them my story and let them know that there's hope. This is a tough disease, but it doesn't have to stop you.
So if you just put your hand in mine, we're gonna leave all our troubles behind. Keep on walking, gonna bend.
Christine Timberlake, a trainer at Rocksteady Boxing, a training center helping people with Parkinson's take back some of their steadiness and confidence.
This is Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Christy Rose Fulmer, the three-time boxing champ who helped start Rocksteady Boxing for people with Parkinson's, knows what it takes to win in the ring, the refusal to surrender, adopting the attitude of a winner. So when she sees that in the people who come to train with her, to stretch their muscles and their minds and forget about the disease for a while, those are some of the best moments on the job.
Gosh, there's so many stories of people that come in that look defeated with their heads down. They're not smiling. They've really given up, have no hope. And you see it in their eyes on day one. We had a woman, I can remember, named Paula, who came in for her assessment, and she was just in tears, didn't think she could do this, didn't think she'd fit in. We talked her into coming on the first day, and she was just scared out of her mind. We got the gloves on her, and we put her in front of a bag. We cranked the music up, and we got in her face and started yelling, and she just let loose on the heavy bag and started bawling her eyes out. And you could just see this emotion coming out of her that had been stopped up for years, and we couldn't get her off the bags. We couldn't get her out of the gym, and by the end of the workout, she was smiling. She was hugging people, and she was standing up straighter. And you know, those things happen every day. There's little miracles that happen in here every day. The stories you hear about people having the confidence to pick their grandchildren up again, people being able to go back to work, people being able to help their wives or husbands carry the groceries into the house, you know, it gives them a sense of empowerment. It puts them back into the community and makes them useful to their families, and it's a confidence booster, and they're the ones putting in the work.
Parkinson's is a neurological condition. How does it affect people?
It's unknown, but for some reason the brain stops producing dopamine, which is the neurotransmitter that allows your brain to talk to the muscles to make them move. And usually by the time someone's diagnosed with Parkinson's, they've lost 70 to 80% of the dopamine that you and I have. And so they are incapacitated in terms of their muscles. Because they're not able to move them, the muscles begin to become weak, the joints become rigid. There's also a lot of issues with the involuntary muscles, so we have problems with the digestive tract, we have problems with respiratory, cardiac issues, and when you exercise, what we know from studies is that intense force... exercise can actually preserve some of the dopamine that's still in the body, and in some cases possibly produce even more. So we think that exercise, intense exercise, is actually neuroprotective, and there's a lot of studies going on right now throughout the country that is backing this philosophy. And in my opinion, Scott Newman was the first person to discover this. There wasn't any research backing the fact that boxing or any kind of exercise could help someone with Parkinson's. In fact, his doctor told him, you really shouldn't do anything. You have Parkinson's disease. You're going to hurt yourself. Don't go run. Don't do these things. But he didn't listen to him, thank God.
Tell me some of the things that we're seeing here. I see the heavy bags. What are the shoes thrown over the rafters?
Well, if you look around our gym, if you've ever been to a boxing gym, it's full of history. Usually there are posters, fight posters, pictures of people that have come and gone, articles on the wall. So we wanted to preserve, as we continue through the years, we wanted to preserve Rocksteady's history. So we've got a lot of really neat pictures of people. Some of the cool things they've done, like mountain climb. We've had some guys that have climbed mountains. We've had people run marathons. And we want to preserve those stories in our gym. So if you look around, we've got a lot of rich history about Rocksteady and about our people. But there's also a lot of humor. A lot of what we do, we think works for our people, is based on humor. We like to keep them laughing. So if you look up above you, we've got some retired boxing shoes hanging over the rafter. And those are my shoes. Shoes from Kevin Cook, who was a former professional boxer. He's now one of our Parkinson's patients. Anybody whose boxing shoes wear out on them, we throw them over the rafters to indicate that those shoes are retired. And it's a good conversation starter.
Christy Rose Fulmer, the Ball State grad and former boxing champ, now trainer who helps people with Parkinson's disease at Rocksteady Boxing in Indianapolis. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. Reminder that we also need your stories, your ideas for places we should go, and people we should talk to. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
It's extremely difficult. The training is ruthless, and I don't know that I would have been able to accomplish what I accomplished if I didn't have a coach, Mark Lemerick, who is still one of my best friends. He pushed me and he encouraged me, and he made sure that I had my homework done for school before I worked out, and really took care of me and made me feel like I was a friend of his, not just an athlete.